We are Vic Fellowship, and Vic stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to, commercial-free, and truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which could be accessed live on prn.fm or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. Our guest is a wife and a mother of two. She has an undergraduate medical degree and years of experience in the medical field. She spent the last 7 years learning about natural medicine and advocating for medical freedom. Welcome to our show, Bethany.
Hi.
Hello there, sweetheart. We're so excited to hear your wisdom. Share, please.
Yes. I am so happy to be on today. There is so much going on. I feel like every day something new
right.
going on in this crazy world that we're living in. But specifically what I wanted to talk about today was regarding the, I know my husband was on last week talking about mainly the 5G. And so I was wanting to talk about the vaccination that they're currently trying to create for this coronavirus. And from what I have found so far, this is going to be unlike any other vaccination they have ever created. As most of us saw on, I think it was Friday the 13th, Trump had declared a national emergency. And that actually invoked this, he did it under the Stafford Act, which basically allows it, and you have to really dig in this act to find the clause, but it actually allows for them to force medical treatment and force vaccination on people against their will.
Wonderful.
So that kind of set the stage on Friday for, you know, what was to come. I mean, I know for those of us who have been following the vaccine movement for years, we've seen progressively as the years have gone on how they have really started to push in the last, I don't know, maybe 5 years of removing our exemptions, taking away certain rights, you know, kids can't go to school, stuff like that, and all to kind of set the stage for eventually all of us being mandatorily vaccinated. So under the Stafford Act, it allows for that forced quarantine, medical treatment, or vaccination for anyone that they deem could possibly be carrying any infectious disease. And if you resist against this, it can result in fines or jail. So that kind of set the stage for what I was looking at into this vaccination. There's been a lot of talk about trying to fast track a vaccine, bypassing safety studies. We've got to get it out as fast as we possibly can to get this pandemic under control. And that's essentially exactly what they are doing. They actually started the safety, quote-unquote safety studies today in Seattle. 45 healthy individuals are basically being guinea pigs for this coronavirus vaccine. So as I was looking deeper into this, I don't know if you saw recently that Bill Gates stepped down from Microsoft.
I did. I heard about that, yes.
Okay. So, and you know, he said he was stepping down to focus on his philanthropic efforts. Well, come to find out, he's funneling about $60 million through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to formulate this vaccine for the coronavirus. So it seems as if he stepped down and is putting all of his focus into this vaccination. And there's several different companies that are working on creating this vaccine. As he quoted in something that in an article I was reading, this has to be basically unlike any other vaccine that was ever ever created. Other vaccines take too long to test and manufacture. They don't work once the virus evolves. And, you know, he said they invoke weak immune responses, which I don't feel that is true. I've seen some very strong immune responses, especially in the vaccine-injured population. But he was saying something more cutting-edge needs to be created. So they are actually delving into the world of synthetic biology. And this comes full circle with all of this stuff that my husband was talking about with the 5G, because they are actually not going to use a live or dead strain of the virus, but they are going to use nanoparticles that will create synthetic DNA or RNA to be injected into the body. When I saw that, the nanoparticles, I was like blown away. I was like, this is making the picture so clear of why they're rolling out the 5G. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to inject these nanoparticles into people via the vaccine. So as I was reading more about the vaccine, basically the premise is that they're going to create synthetic DNA or RNA. And for people who don't know medical terms, I mean, most people know what DNA is. RNA, we have both DNA and RNA in our bodies. RNA is ribonucleic acid, and it typically carries the genetic instructions for the DNA to carry out. But there are some viruses that are RNA viruses, so the genetic code is carried in the RNA rather than the DNA. So essentially, this is them injecting lab-made programmable DNA into our bodies via nanoparticles. So very tiny, obviously, going into the vaccine. So the premise of this, basically, is that they're going to create nanoparticles out of proteins that will attach to the viral molecules in a repetitive way. And then that is supposed to cause our body to create an immune response. And I was looking at this, and their goal is to make this an all-encompassing, because I don't know if the listeners out there know, but coronavirus is not a specific virus. It's a family of viruses, just like rhinovirus. It's a grouping to kind of categorize all different types of viruses, the way that they work. And so I don't know if you remember years back, SARS and MERS were two other types of coronaviruses. So they're trying to create this vaccine that is supposedly going to protect against all types of coronaviruses. So they're basically speedily pushing through this to have this out as soon as possible. The scary thing about this is, as we learned last week with the 5G, and that they are able with the nanotech in our bodies to control things that are going on in our bodies. That's essentially what this is, but this is the next step up, because they're using programmable DNA and RNA. So this would essentially assimilate into our DNA in our body, and potentially what the effects of that are. I mean, we can only start to imagine what they could do if they could corrupt our DNA in that way.
Already, Bethany, just the audience knows from past shows and our teachings from our ministry that they're using animals to weaken the viruses to make the vaccinations, like the polio vaccine, the African green monkey kidneys, the DPT, the jugular of a horse, the MMR, the aborted fetal tissue. So they're using live mediums or whatever to make these vaccinations. So already they're, you know, from years ago, from the very beginning, they were working on targeting our DNA and RNA by injecting these live animal viruses and or RNA and DNA. But now what you're saying is so much more aggressive, and it's just, you know, bombarding on top of everything they've already been trying to accomplish. So continue on, please.
Oh yes. So and they've had the other, you know, the monkey cells, they have the dog kidney cells, you know, all those different types of DNA, other aborted fetal DNA and stuff in the other vaccines, which is very damaging. But like you said, this takes it to a whole nother level that it's never been before. And I find it interesting, about a year ago, Trump was really pushing and saying how he wanted the U.S. to be the leader in 5G technology in the world. We're going to have the best 5G. We're going to have the most widespread 5G. We're going to be the leaders for this in the world. And so you can kind of see how this puzzle is starting to fit together. You've got the 5G. You've got the nanotech. You've got this pandemic that's creating fear. And then you've got this vaccine that now not only has the it's using that same premise of nanotechnology to create synthetic DNA and RNA that basically can assemble into whatever the way they were explaining it is they can actually design it on a computer how they want that nanotech to look and what they want it to do. And then in injecting that in, and then the theory is that it's supposed to, your body should recognize it as foreign and then, obviously create immunity to the virus. However, we know that vaccines are not effective and they do lots of damage. So this was really, took their agenda for me to a whole nother level of what they are trying to do. They're paying people, anywhere from $1,000 to $7,000 to essentially go into quarantine, complete at one of their facilities, be exposed to the virus, and then be injected with this trial vaccine. Mm-hmm. And to see basically how damaging it is and to see if what they need to tweak. And there are actually people who are voluntarily doing this, believe it or not. They prey on the poor population, the drug addicted population, those people, because those people are going to be more willing to do something like that for cash.
Yep.
And then unfortunately those populations are typically, they're not as cared about in society. So if they do die or something does go wrong with them, maybe they are homeless or a drug addict and don't have anyone that cares about them. So if something happens to them, it can kind of be hush hush and go under, be swept under the rug, like many of the experimental things that our government has done on people in the last 100 years. What I fear for this is not only how it would corrupt our DNA, potentially killing people, but that it also, as we know, the nanotech can lie dormant and they can remotely activate it whenever they want. So we could see a complete decline in this as people get the vaccine. And what they alluded to in the article was that this would probably be, and I don't know if my husband talks about predictive programming where they kind of tell us what's going to happen before it happens, but that this would be a virus that reemerges and does not completely go away, that it would be like into the flu where it comes every year we have issues with it. What they could potentially do with this nanotech is reactivate this virus in any person or population of people and create outbreaks at any time. Ramping up that 5G as well when that goes totally live, the damage that could cause as well. So I would be shocked if this vaccine wasn't up for the population within the next few months. They normally take, years to formulate, but they keep stressing that this is going to be an unprecedented thing, that this is going to be cutting edge. It's got to be created super quickly. And I do think it has to do with the all that's going on right now with the quarantines, the Stafford Act being enacted, being able to potentially force this on certain populations. There's a lot going on right now. Mm. Not to create any fear in anyone, but to be aware that, you know, that is what's going on. And I had a thought, you know, and this is just something that came into my mind, but the scripture in Revelation that says people will seek death in those days but won't be able to find it, you know, and I always wondered what in the world would that, why would that be? What could that look like? You know, and as we're starting to see things like this nanotechnology and stuff like that being injected into people, could that be? You know, could that be something that could, because they can essentially control your body through that. You know, they can harm you through these millimeter waves. They can torture you, like my husband was talking about, through the voices that they can put in your head. Could this be the thing that would cause people to want to seek death, but they're unable to find it? Don't know. Just something to think about.
Based on what, you know, reports of the tribes is teaching, Matthew Nolan taught it the past Sabbath, exactly what's happening. And I know in my spirit, just from the death of my baby girl, Father showed it to me that it would be the beginning of, it is the mark of the beast. I mean, and now let me ask you this. You're saying forced vaccinations. Obviously, they're hyping up this fear in the public. Everybody's going out and buying toilet paper. They're pretty much a comedy to me. I watch these shows and I laugh.
I'm like, if you're starving, how are you going to, you're not going to eat toilet paper. What is really going on with this toilet paper thing? I did not understand that.
Organic. Exactly. Go buy some food.
And it's really telling, because you go to the store and all of the junk food is out and the hand sanitizer, but the fresh fruits and veggies and all of that is like still at least semi-stocked. I mean, we were able to find that stuff last night. Everything else was out of stock.
Exactly. The stuff that's, you know, would strengthen your cellular terrain so you wouldn't be a victim, because germs don't cause disease. But also the fear in the public. My question to you is, and Chris, is do you think it's going to have to be a volunteer? Because scripture does say that we have to accept it. We have to voluntarily accept the mark of the beast. So do you think it's going to be because of the fear they're putting in people, they're going to voluntarily want their vaccination and then get this third strand of DNA like Matthew Nolan just taught? Who know better, any of us know better, obviously are not going to do that.
Yes, I think absolutely there's a large population in the world, in this country, that are pretty much asleep, you know. And I've seen many people where I'm just flabbergasted because they are begging for this quarantine. They are begging for a vaccine. I mean, there will be people lining up to get this. However, I think there will also be people, and when I say forced, I mean, like you said, it has to be a voluntary acceptance. I mean, you have a choice, but is that choice going to be you either take this vaccine, or we are going to take you into custody, we are going to throw you into jail, we are going to, you know, I do think it'll be a choice, but I think people will be faced with some really tough decisions of, am I going to bow down to this and take this vaccine because I'm afraid of jail, or I'm afraid of what they'll do to me, or am I going to stand firm and, you know, just deny myself and what does the scripture say? Not love your life unto death. Okay. I think is how it's worded. So I do think it'll be a choice. I don't think it's going to be like someone's going to hold you down, but it's going to be, this is mandated. This is, you know, you don't have your normal civil. If martial law is enacted, you have no rights, period, at all. Everything kind of goes out the window. Under the Stafford Act, it's not quite that extreme, but because it's a national emergency and they use this act for natural disasters and or health epidemic, pandemic type situations, they're able to do that. Because you're seen as a potential threat to the rest of everybody else. But I do think it will be, you will have a choice. Will it be a tough choice? Potentially, yes.
I would have a bullet between my eyes. I mean, literally. I would rather them put, I'd take their gun and put it right between my eyes and say, pull the trigger before they put a needle in my body.
Right. And like we said, with the, would you know, taking that as a mark, and you would you know, taking this vaccine would be so horrible that you would beg to die and not be able to. Could they completely take over your body? Like I said, they torture these targeted individuals and such using this technology. You know, I would much rather just die for and be martyred for my faith.
Absolutely.
Than I would to take this. But I definitely think it's a big part of a plan. I don't know if you're familiar with Agenda 2030. It's a big depopulation agenda. You know, Bill Gates is very big into decreasing the population. He's big on that, known for that. And he's big in the vaccine world. Like I said, he just stepped down from Microsoft to work to fuel all of his time. He called it philanthropic efforts, but it's for using his foundation to get this vaccine out and get it into everybody as quickly as possible. So it's very interesting to see. I mean, I knew that I had read something before that they weren't going to use a live virus, but when I saw the nanoparticles and that they were right out in the open about it, it was like ding, 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 just like a red flag right in my face. Like, this is what they're doing, and this is why the 5G is such a big deal. And it's still not live. There's many theories of, there's been a lot of people that I've spoken to that have maybe a little bit of inside intel that it's postulated that there's going to be some blackout. Like internet blackout, possibly power blackout, and would that be a reason? You know, they're big on create the problem, also create the solution. Would that be a reason to fast-track getting 5G out? Because, oh, our internet's crashing, and, you know, it just kind of makes you start to think about how all this is going to fall into place to fit into their plan, and we have to remain vigilant and sober-minded and, like you said, not fall into the fear. Our brains are incapable of having fear and thinking rationally. That is a scientific fact, that you cannot be in fear and think rationally. So when you make decisions out of fear, you know, you're way more likely to do things that you would never do before. So we have to remain in that peace. That peace that our Father gives us, so that we can think clear-headed and stand firm and not give in to some of these things, because seeing these things can be really scary and be really overwhelming, especially for people who are just waking up to all that Satan is doing and behind the scenes and all that we're kind of being faced with. It's almost like, you know, we just woke up and all this stuff started happening at rapid fire speed.
That's right. And that's why it's so important. I mean, we have already filmed, praise Father, the Who Are They, the Battle of the Bloodline presentation my husband, my late husband, put together, showing scripturally who these Satan people are, because it's Lucifer's children. Lucifer, I call him. Lucifer.
That's a good name for him.
My husband, I don't think I got to show you guys when I visited you recently. I don't think I had the opportunity to show you the DVD, but we have filmed at Tour to the Tribes, gosh, about 7-8 years ago, maybe longer, the Who Are They, the Battle of the Bloodlines, showing scripturally in the Word from all 66 books, the beginning of Genesis all the way to the end of Revelation, how the enemy has birthed his own children through Cain. Cain, who is of the wicked one. These are Satan's children, and this is who Bill Gates is. This is who very many of them I saw.
Bloodlines.
Oh, well, yeah, I saw the whole thing Clinton did recently when he was promoting Walgreens and CVS and letting all them get up and say a couple words. I saw the beady eyes and the hooked noses, exactly what my husband taught, the description of what they look like and everything. I mean, it's like so transparent.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we're not trying to instill fear in the audience. We're trying to encourage you to get close and get intimate with the creator of the universe, because there is someone more powerful than Lucifer. And that is Yahuwah, Yahushua HaMashiach, yeah, our Savior, who came and died for us. He came and he's coming back for us. So we've got to get, you know, clear on the original language that the scriptures were interpreted as, that kept me so distanced from my father half my life. Because I correlated that with religion. It just didn't go together, the talk the talk and not walk the walk thing. And then when my baby girl passed away, of course, I jumped in his lap and begged him for truth, because I didn't want to continue breathing. And he has just revealed so much truth to me in the last 20 years. And this is huge. And the only solution, Bethany, and I know you agree because you're part of our ministry, you listen to Matthew Nolan also, he just taught it this past Sabbath. Audience, go to our support link on vacinfo.org and be introduced to Matthew Nolan. He is the anointed one today. He is the anointed one today, breaking the book of Revelation down right now. He's starting Revelation 7. He's tying it into what's going on today. The only protection is going to be from Yahuwah. That's it. Agree?
Yes, I 100% agree. And I think he is giving us this. With the increased wickedness that's going on, he's giving his priest and his people increased wisdom and increased knowledge. And, you know, we, to whom much is given, much is required. So we are given all of this information, and what we do with it is vital and very important, that we don't allow it to cause us to fear, like we said, but to lean more into him, to realize also how much we need him. Because we are way, just with us in our flesh, we are outnumbered and overpowered by these wicked powers in high places. There is no way a single human being without Yahusha could fight against, would have a fighting chance against this. It's going to be everywhere. You know, there's going to be nowhere to run and hide except under his wing. And so it is very vital that we draw close, that we lean in, that we ask for wisdom, and that we listen to this, to the small still voice of what to do, where to go, what we should be taking in our body. I know you're big on, in your ministry, on the cellular terrain and our body, and that's a really powerful concept. If people know that, one, not putting these things like these vaccines in their body, but to know that I'm not powerless and out of control to these viruses and these things that they're released, because I have the power to invest in my immunity and my health by working on my cellular terrain, so that these things can come at me, but no weapon formed against me shall prosper, because my temple is in a clean place, and that we're able to have these tools. Right. Through his wisdom, through the things he's given us on the earth, and herbs and vitamins and good foods, clean foods, to help protect us. So, I mean, we don't have a father that's left us out to dry, even though this all feels really overwhelming. I wanted to mention another point about this vaccine, just to kind of show how it's different. This vaccine will not need, previous vaccines, they have to be refrigerated. This one could even be, because it has nanotech, could be boiled, and it would not break it down or kill the vaccine. It won't need to be refrigerated.
Wow.
So this is a very resilient, you imagine, you know, what that could do in your body. It can't be broken down. By, you know, other vaccines, when I worked in the medical field, we had to keep vaccines in the fridge. We had to check the temperature once a day and log it down. And if the refrigerator, for whatever reason, got up past a certain temperature, you had to throw all the vaccines out. To be quite honest, this doesn't even fit the bill for a vaccine. I honestly think this is just like you said, potentially the mark, where this is just to introduce and corrupt DNA into our body and to put this nanotech in our body, and really has nothing even to do with the virus. I fully believe that this will be the most damaging, horrific thing to be introduced into the vaccine scene of things. And I don't think it will take long to really start to see that.
Bethany, I'm seeing it just right before my eyes. I was planning on driving to the West Coast for Passover, and Father woke me up 2 days ago and he said, you're not taking this RV across the nation. I'm like, okay. So I canceled it right away. I mean, because they're already setting up everything.
Oh yeah. There's, and you know, for us, we were really trying every way we possibly could to celebrate Passover, and every door was slammed shut in our face. And this was before all these quarantines and all this stuff started to happen. And now we see, you know, why, Abba was not allowing that to happen. But, you know, and it's in other, like you said, they're setting up roadblocks and things. This is already happening in Denmark, Italy, Spain, Norway, Puerto Rico, which is, you know, part of the U.S., but they are unable to leave their house. They have military patrolling the streets. They would question you if you leave. It's definitely not a time to probably be traveling in an RV across the country.
No.
He's probably trying to keep you safe and hidden somewhere.
Exactly. But, and it's often not a good time to be on pharmacia, to be on any pharmaceutical drug.
No, absolutely not. And I've said that for years. I've said, what will happen when they get all of these people dependent on drugs? You know, you look at most, an average, I would say when I worked in the health field, I worked in dermatology and I worked in family practice. Family medicine, and I would see that most people between the ages of 35 up to 80 years old were on an average of probably 8 medications, and that's probably on the lower end of the amount of medications, and that's going to cause panic. That will cause, some people are so diseased to the point where they're relying on these pharmaceuticals to stay alive. What will happen when all of that shuts down, you know?
The only way you're going to be able to get your medication is by going to their FEMA camp, which is going to be forced vaccination, bottom line.
Right. So, and they're already desensitizing people to those ideas now with, I don't know if you heard the president talking about having Walmart and Target set up as stations for you to go and get swab tested for the coronavirus.
Yep.
You wouldn't have to get out of your car. You just pull right up. You know, and that triggered a thought in my brain. What else can you swab test? When you swab test, unless it's a nasal swab, but if it's a swab in your mouth, they can take your DNA from that. Mm-hmm. All it takes is a quick swab on the inside of your mouth with a cotton-tipped applicator, kind of like a Q-tip, essentially, to take your DNA. So, you know, and they're getting people comfortable with this idea of going to your local Walmart, going to your Target to get, you know, treated or to get help, to receive assistance. It's kind of just desensitizing people to these ideas of needing to run to these centers for help. And people will be desperate when they're not able to get their prescriptions or, you know, we've become such a government-reliant society. People don't know how to grow food. People don't know how to do a lot of those skills. And that's going to be people's downfall. I know many, many, many people in the faith, Abba has turned their hearts to natural medicine, herbalism, self-sustainability, growing their own food, homesteading, moving out of the cities over the course of the last 3 to 5 years. Very heavily, people who have never had a desire a day in their life to garden or to care anything about natural remedies or anything like that. It just completely turned their whole life upside down as far as that goes. And I think he's been preparing us for this stuff that's going to happen, because we're empowered through his wisdom of how to care for ourselves. And these people are totally reliant on a doctor every time they get sick, or anytime something like this happens, they're looking for somebody to come in and be the savior and create a magical vaccine or a magical pill. And, you know, we don't have to live that way, fortunately. But another thing I was going to add about just the biblical connection with this, you know, corrupting our DNA is, if you look to the scriptures, you know, this has been the evil one's plan from the beginning, to corrupt humankind. Right. And you look back to the days of Noah, when there was corruption there with the Nephilim and the mixing of the bloodlines and stuff like that. And it says in scripture that in the end days, it will be as it was in the days of Noah. They're trying to replicate that yet again by corrupting our DNA. And that goes along with the transhumanism that they're really pushing, mixing the artificial intelligence with the human body. But, I mean, it all goes back to scripture. Satan wants to corrupt Yah's creation, and he wants to corrupt our DNA, and to the point where, you know, people will not be able to receive the truth. Souls will not be able to be saved from receiving this. It'll alter their very DNA and how they think and feel and act and everything. You know, our DNA is our genetic code, our blueprint for everything in our body. And so you just can kind of see their plan, you know, Satan's plan being carried out yet again. Nothing new under the sun. You know, it all cycles back around. He's not a creator, so he cannot come up with anything new. And so I just, that was just really stood out to me about this vaccine, was just, man, are we really there? You know, are we really there in scripture? Or we're really living this out? This is really go time. This is what we have been building and preparing our faith to withstand these times.
That's right.
I really just would encourage people to share with their loved ones, because I have loved ones in my family who are, you know, avid flu shot recipients yearly. They're avid in believing in, well, my doctor said this, so, you know, I'm just going to get it. And really encouraging them to tell them about this vaccine, tell them how it's, what's in it and how it's different from the other vaccines, and, you know, encourage them to not get this. I know I'm going to be sharing with my loved ones and just a lot of people in general about this, because I know so many people who are, like I said, begging for a vaccine. They're waiting for them and wanting them to hurry up and fast track something, basically to make this all go away. They think, you know, we just need a vaccine. It'll make this go away. We can continue back to life as normal. None of this quarantine stuff. And they'll be the first ones that are lining up at the FEMA camps. And so really, I encourage everyone to share this information about this vaccine. And they're not trying to hide this about the nanoparticles. I was so surprised at how easily I found it. However, if you're not privy to the 5G and the nanotech and, you know, all of that stuff, none of that would stand out to you. And they kind of mix it in there with a bunch of, you know, medical jargon and scientific terms and stuff to make it kind of confusing to the average person to have to weed through to really figure it out. But it is out there. It's not just a conspiracy theory. You know, you should be able to provide this information to your family members and friends and people so that they can really filter through this. And, you know, like I said, I think a decision will be coming soon where we really have, they may say, take this vaccine or get thrown in jail, you know. So, again, just encouraging people to really really share this information, and don't be afraid. This darkness is when our light shines the brightest.
Right.
And when we can point people to the Savior, to point people to the fact of, how is all of this going on, but you still have your peace? You know, how is all of this going on? How did you know? Like, a lot of our friends who are, how would I say, kind of more casual Christians or even secular people, looked to us and said, how did you know weeks ago to buy food? Months ago, really, probably 2 months ago, you know, because our Father lets us know what's going to happen before it happens. He clues us into these things so we're not caught unaware. And so our light, because we're being transparent about this information, is shining brighter in this darkness. And it's not to point toward us that we're so smart and, you know, all of this stuff comes. It's just like daily we pray for truth and Him to reveal these things. And it's just more and more pieces of the puzzle are just opening up and showing us the elite's grand plan. And so it's really been an opportunity by sharing and being transparent and not caring if people think we're kind of out there or, you know, whatever, cuckoo, that they've been able to see that light shine in us. And this is a time where we can bring people in to Yahuwah, you know. And then, of course, there's going to be the people who, like it says in Revelation, there will be people who curse Him and want nothing to do with it. And we have to understand that as well, that every person we share this with is not going to receive it the same way. But it's still our job to be the watchman, and it's still our job to put the information out there, and how people respond, not up to us. But we definitely need to be sounding the alarm with these things. We do have several friends in the military that have been told not to come back to work indefinitely unless they're part of essential operations. And so far, we haven't seen anyone who's part of essential operations. So I'm wondering what exactly the essential operations are to be in these coming few weeks. But I do believe we're days away from national quarantine.
Yep.
Just looking at the other countries. The reason I think we're taking so long is because the United States is significantly larger than Italy, Spain, and we have multiple, 50 states that all have their own government. So to try to get all that on the same page and shut down takes a little bit longer than other countries, but it's definitely coming within, you know, I think this week.
Me too. I think at least we're going to have state quarantines within the next week for sure, as fast as they're moving. I mean, I'm not Father. He only allows things to happen according to His word and according to His timing, but I'm just giving my humble opinion here. But I think it's happening way too fast. My plan, again, was to, I had a sister, two sisters coming with me with her autistic son to Passover in Oregon, and Father, like I said, made it very clear to me, you're not going. And so I think it's going to for sure state quarantine real soon.
Oh yeah, and especially I don't remember when we got the email after we had, Chris was on the show last week, but we got an email as military personnel way before the public, general public, and we're not allowed to travel domestically at all for 60 days.
Boy.
So, you know, and right now they're telling the general public, just quarantine yourself for 14 days, you know. But I think that people, if you haven't gotten any food or supplies, I think you should, you know, and I know everybody's funding and all that is different, but do what you can. And I really think people should try to plan for more between 4 to 8 weeks of life not being quite the same, you know, because for them to tell us as military personnel for 60 days, I think that would be up on May the 15th. So, you know, please do prepare if you're not taking it seriously, not to be fearful and go out and to buy all the toilet paper, but to just make sure that, you know, your family has some staples and essentials in case, you know, I think it's inevitable that the economy is going to take a big collapse. I think it's part of their plan. I think Trump wants to have a financial reset. And this is a grand way to do it.
Right.
To get everybody, as we know, their plan is one world government, one world religion, one world currency, open borders everywhere, just one big global economy. And what better way to get a currency, you know, financial reset than to have something affect the entire world?
Right, that's right.
And I've gotten a lot of friends that have said they checked their credit score today and it's randomly gone up. All this interest has disappeared off their student loans.
Really?
Some of their debt has disappeared. Yes. This financial reset is supposed to wipe people's debts clean. I personally think after all of this is up, you know, people will get the vaccine. Like I said, it'll kind of die out. I think the virus will reemerge at a later date, but I think it'll start to die out and people will have this financial reset, and I think it'll be a part of this false peace that we hear about in the scripture, you know, where it says when people are saying peace, peace, then destruction. So I think it's a part of the false peace system, that beast system, that antichrist system that's supposed to come in and make everybody worship it because it's fixing everyone's problems. You know, it's bringing peace to the world. You know, no debt. You know, we're all on level playing ground.
Right.
So I think that is something people also need to be on alert about, and how involved they get with accepting those monies and resources and stuff. Of course, everyone prayerfully consider everything that I'm saying. Take it to the scripture. Don't just trust me. Look this stuff up for yourself. You know, be informed, be a Berean, definitely study. And, but yeah, that's just what, the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me over the course of the last 2 months as this has all started to kind of unfold. I think a lot of people will be fooled because a lot of people really, you know, and this is for me, not about politics at all, because the left and the right is just a wing of the same bird to me. I follow one king. So I'm not, you know, pushing politics on anyone, but I think a lot of people look at Trump as a savior type of person. And, you know, there's a lot going on with him
President.
Making a way for them to have did you see about the first Passover lamb sacrifice that they're trying to do this year in Israel? First time in 2,000 years. And he's a big backer of that. And even I read in an article in 2018 that they were calling him King of the Jews.
Unbelievable. And Satan's children. And get Satan's president tomorrow.
Yeah. So it's definitely things for us to always be aware. I tell everybody, look at the surface and then dig deeper. And then when you dig deeper, dig even deeper. Because there's layers to all of these things. And, you know, if the scripture tells us that even the elect would be deceived, if at all possible, then we have to realize that it's not just going to be what's presented to us on the surface. You know, a vaccine is not just, oh, they really are out looking for the greater good and they want everybody to get better and healthy. You know, if they did that, they wouldn't be out telling people that elderberry is bad for them and, you know, don't try to take garlic and turmeric and vitamin C to help you. You need Lysol and hand sanitizer. And, you know, I've seen so much of them just discouraging people from healthy natural remedies. And there's even been cases of doctors that have seen cures for this virus with vitamin C. And, you know, the 5G, I know my husband was talking about how that inhibits the oxygen uptake. It basically breaks down the Krebs cycle in your body and puts you into a low energy state. Well, vitamin C directly helps the Krebs cycle. in your body. So that's going to help you to be able to breathe and to fight that off. So again, we go back to the question, is it really a virus? Is it 5G? You know, we kind of have to
combination of everything. And
yeah, take everything with a grain of salt. And, you know, I definitely encourage the vitamin C, because it not only in higher doses really helps the body's ability to fight illness off, but again, it helps your immune system to thrive. But also back to the importance of the cellular terrain and your body being able to absorb and properly use vitamins and nutrients. You want to really make sure your gut is healed.
These are the trees of healing. Scripture says.
Yeah, the boron drink that we were talking about last week, that really is going to be paramount for this nanotechnology and stuff. So just continuing to do that every day. And for boron. People not to fear, I mean, like I said, I would expect for this vaccine to come out. Mm-hmm. Usually they say a year to 18 months, and they're fast-tracking this. I think it's going to be a few months, maybe 2 to 4 months. That's just my speculation. I don't have any sources for that.
But we're based on Scripture, and we're going to have to close now, but we're going to continue on next week. Chris and I and Bethany are the ones continuing our radio shows for anyone who's interested. Date with what's going on in the world today and tying it into what Matthew Nolan is teaching. I'm not promoting necessarily a ministry. I'm promoting Matthew Nolan. He's extremely anointed. Read the book yourself. Grab your Bible. Break it down to the original language. Listen to Matthew Nolan tying it in to what's going on today in the original language, the Paleo Hebrew. It's all written, people. And no weapon formed against us will prosper. Chris, you know, Scripture, Bethany mentioned Scripture earlier. Nothing's supposed to affect us, and we're not afraid. Fear is not in our vocabulary. So we are to stand strong, get in the faith, start obeying the Scriptures, and understanding everything. And Chris, Bethany, and I are going to be the guest after guest after guest every week, the next couple of weeks, or next however many weeks we have to, if you guys are okay with that.
Awesome. Yeah. Let's
do. Frontline priest for the I Am. Hallelujah.
Yeah. This is our mission. This is nothing we like to do more than to help people and spread the word, spread the gospel, and be the watchman on the wall that's blowing the shofar and letting people know what's going on.
Hallelujah. So I have to close now, baby. We'll talk to you guys next week. And everyone, once again, the support link at vacinfo.org will introduce you to the Anointed One, Matthew Nolan, who will help you understand the true meaning behind his inspired word, our Creator's inspired word. We don't worship Matthew Nolan. We worship the King of the Universe, Yahuwah, who came in the flesh as Yahushua HaMashiach, and hallelujah is all I have to say about that. You are listening to Vic Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page. Our shows can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website on the belly of the little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800-6805. Leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On radio show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and Yah bless.